Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hello, celebrity gossip enthusiasts. I'm Us Weekly's entertainment director, Travis Cronin, and you're listening to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast, the podcast where we break down all of the latest and greatest in celebrity gossip, scandals, babies, weddings, you know, everything. I couldn't do this by myself because, you know, there's a lot of celebrities in the world, but luckily we have our own in-house celebrities, the celebrity of hair and beauty and fashion, Gwen Flamberg.
Oh, I like that title, Travis. I think I'm going to have new business cards printed. Hi, guys.
And the celebrity of determining, are they there for the right reasons? Formerly Baby Girl, Miss Baby Woman, Sarah Heron.
Hello, hello, everybody. I'm certainly here for the right reasons, and that's to talk crap.
Absolutely. We are here to talk crap. If you can't say anything nice, come sit with us, because that is what we are going to do. Before we jump into the news, because there is some weird and dramatic news of the week, let's start with our woes of the week. These are the stories that made our hosts go whoa and clutch their proverbial pearls, or maybe real pearls, depending on the day. Sarah Heron, what story made you go well this week?
Well, one of my favorite people to cover their dating life, of course, is Christina Hack. But right up there with Christina is your Jana Kramers and your Meghan Kings. Meghan King, formerly Meghan King Edmonds, and our Real Housewife of Orange County alum, has a new man in her life, you guys. She is dating business mogul Trevor Calhoun, less than 1 year, really like 6 months, after ending her whirlwind marriage to Joe Biden's nephew, Cuff Owens. A source tells us they've been going strong for 3 months, which would mean it was about 3 months after she ended her marriage to Cuff Owens.
Which was 3 months as well?
Yes. Yeah, the rule of threes, Meghan King.
Wow.
The source also says she's been doing everything she can to keep the relationship private. Their staying under the radar has been pretty easy so far for the couple, who are currently long distance. He lives in New Orleans. She is still in St. Louis, sharing those kids with Jim Edmonds, who are now 5 and 4. She has a 5-year-old daughter and 2 twins. With Jim, he is the Trusted Provider Network CEO. He has a private Instagram Instagram account. And Meghan hasn't commented except for to share an E! News speculative story about it, writing, eek.
Yeah, that she regrammed that story and just said eek. That was such a strange thing. It was like, you're not saying it's true. You're not saying it's not true. You're just saying eek, which made no sense to me at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think Meghan King, listen, she, I believe, like a Jana Kramer, has kind of referred to herself as a love addict. So they know that there may be problems, but they persevere and they find new suitors.
Well, good for them. We all know a serial dater in our life, and we love to watch it play out. Gwen Flamberg, what story made you go whoa this week, and why was it the Balenciaga show?
Oh my God, how did you know, Travis? Well, first of all, I have a few woes this week. All a flutter. So you guys have to hear all these things. First of all, Travis Cronin, I'm going to tell you that your hair looks fantastic.
Oh, thank
you
so much.
I'm loving this rose gold baby pink with roots. Guys, if you only listen to us, go to YouTube, because you can see us on video, and you, like me, can be astounded at the ever-changing hair colors of Travis Cronin. Okay, yes, the Balenciaga show. I'm still just dying over this. Guys, it's Paris Fashion Week, but not just any old Paris Fashion Week that we normally get twice a year in the fall and in the spring. This is Couture Week in Paris. And the Balenciaga show really pulled out all the stops, because you know who walked in the show, you guys?
Yes.
Of course, one Kim Kardashian. But what I was even more stoked by, Nicole Kidman walked in the show.
In the tinfoil dress.
I mean, in the tinfoil dress, which, you know, I'm already seeing the memes about, you know, her being a giant burrito, a couture burrito. But listen, everybody wants extra guac, right? So
yeah,
the Balenciaga show was all about celebrating individuality and inclusivity. And I love the idea of couture and inclusivity. So I'm just like dying over this. I'm dying over all the pictures coming out of Couture Week, because Kim is there with Northwest, who has been seen wearing Kanye's jacket. I mean, guys, go to usmagazine.com/stylish. We have got all of the scoop. But there's one other thing that just made me go, whoa, and it happened today, Trav.
What?
Vogue released their August cover. And you know who's on it? Emma Corrin, who sometimes I refer to as that weird bird, although I love her. She was in The Crown. She's starring in two huge films in the fall. British actress. She's a they, them. She also is on the cover of Vogue magazine with visible underarm hair. I never thought I'd see it. And I never thought that when I did see it, I'd love it. But I do. And that made me go, whoa. Guys.
But I do.
But I do.
Can I just real quick go back to the fashion show? Since you know, I always have so much to say about fashion. One, obsessed with Northwest being there. I love that Kim has been bringing the kids. She took Saint and Psalm to New York, and they were like getting into little shenanigans backstage at Jimmy Fallon. Now North is at the fashion show. And Dream Kardashian, you guys, Rob's daughter.
Oh my God.
Is in her first campaign with Kris Jenner for Amazon. Like, they are putting Dream to work. I'm dying. Like, Rob, Arthur George isn't bringing it. So get Dream in the campaign with Kris. And I also just really like those photos of Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman backstage. So I was more into who was like behind the scenes at the fashion show, but seems just like a great time. They look so cute. I love those two.
I love that Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are always like super, you know, touchy-feely. Their love language is physical touch. They're like super into each other. It's really sweet. I think they just celebrated 16 years of marriage. Is that right? Like, they just had a wedding anniversary, and they're just super in love, guys. And I love that. I love love.
And from the back,
I'm not a love addict.
Hottest lesbian couple I've ever seen from the back. Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman. I also love the fashion show. Nicole Kidman looks so amazing. And Kim's like energy she's putting into her face is just radiating. But that's not what made me go, whoa, this week. What made me go, whoa, this week is something I never thought I would say. A collab happened in Toronto when the Backstreet Boys were playing at the Budweiser Arena for their concert tour there. And Drake Drizzy himself came on the stage to perform I Want It That Way with them. He told this adorable story about how he had a crush on a girl when that song was out and didn't know if he liked her. And then she asked him to dance during I Want It That Way. Drake sang with them and actually sounded really lovely with them. He sounded totally like a BSBer and was doing a little bit of the choreography. Just adorableness all around. I love when something just like organic and cute, and Drake turns into a fanboy like all of us, just getting nostalgic on stage with them. Adorable. Made me go, whoa, but also, oh.
Me too. That note he hit, that last note, that classic Backstreet Boys note. Drake, or Jimmy Brooks, you know, I love when he goes back to Canada because I loved Grassy. Yeah, good times.
Oh, it was a great times. Well, let us move into some of the news this week. Now, I was on vacation last week, so someone at the wedding I was at had to tell me that this happened because I didn't even realize it. But don't worry, I am all caught up now. Travis Barker hospitalized with about with pancreatitis, endo, as we're going to call it. He had the endo, and then he went out to dinner on Monday, and then he developed an excruciating pain, and he was in the hospital for days after. He had a very small polyp removed in a sensitive area, usually handled by specialists. There was damage to a critical pancreatic tube. Now, while we may be lawyers sometimes, we are definitely not doctors.
So not enough episodes of Grey's Anatomy could ever get me to understand anything, and I've seen about 400.
Well, let's see what we did know. He was brought into the hospital with a life-threatening, really painful illness, the pancreatitis, with on a stretcher. It was really, really dramatic. He was rushed there. They had to call 911. Of course, Courtney is flipping out. Sources tell us that she was wildly, you know, upset. His kids were all tweeting about this. And it was just sort of like a huge, scary day in Kardashian land. This was just days after he celebrated Father's Day with his children and stepchildren. They were saying all of these lovely, nice things. And then he's rolled into the hospital after just having the wedding of the century, as it's being called by Dolce & Gabbana. So just lots of dramatics from Team Travis and Kardashian. Do you remember where you guys were when you heard the first news that Travis was in trouble?
Yeah, I do. I was at the Machine Gun Kelly concert. Very relevant to the situation, actually.
And also, like, I can't even believe that you had the wherewithal to read a news report whilst you were at that concert.
Well, Gwen, I was at the Machine Gun Kelly concert, and little do I know, Landon Barker and Anita Barker are in my presence.
Ooh.
And Landon Barker, who is Travis Barker's son.
Is he as tall as he looks?
He wasn't. Yeah. Okay. And Charlie D'Amelio was there. They're dating now.
Right.
Which was exciting for all. Megan Fox was there. But I mean, literally shortly after I got the TMZ notification, after, you know, I had had a few, but I was still a writer girl, got the TMZ notification. And then Landon Barker is on stage singing Die in California, his collaboration with Machine Gun Kelly. So he was okay. Clearly not too concerned. He still made it on stage at Madison Square Garden with MGK and Anita, who is Travis's stepdaughter, Shannon Mochler's daughter with Oscar De La Hoya, was also in the crowd rooting for him, while Alabama, who was Travis's daughter with Shanna, was by his side in Los Angeles. So I was kind of hoping Travis Barker was going to be at the Machine Gun Kelly concert.
Right. But instead, he's supposed to be on tour with him.
Right. Instead, Landon Barker was there. Megan Fox was also there. She walked through the crowd. People went wild. MGK broke three guitars. It was a thrill.
Oh my God. Good for you. And I will say that no one is a bigger fashion inspiration to me than Machine Gun Kelly. Whenever I look at his
Instagram, and him are the queens of pink.
I mean, we pink rhinestone crystal mesh. This mother trucker is always in like gigantic pearls and rhinestone mesh with pink hair. I'm like, did you jack my style? Did I jack yours? I love that we have the same. So
I know.
Almost the biggest fan is baby girl.
But Sarah Travis Jerome. Barker is home. He spent 4th of July with Courtney and the kids at the beach. You know, all is well, hopefully. The Kardashians were very concerned, but you know, they still got the Amazon ad out with Dream, so it's all good.
Dream looks so cute in that ad. Hopefully more makeout pictures will come so we'll know that he's really okay. You know, the doctors can say what they want, but until he's grabbing her butt and they're making it on Instagram, we will know he is not fully healed. Well, speaking of fully healed, let's move across the pond and talk about Queen Elizabeth, because she is, hopefully rightfully so, I feel like she deserves such a break. She has been everywhere. She is officially lightening her workload and passing some of her royal responsibilities to Prince William. Just kidding. It's still Prince Charles. Responsibilities to Prince Charles. We still have to sit through this. Last week, Buckingham Palace released its annual report revealing that Queen Elizabeth's role as the head of state and the head of the nation has been formally amended. Her royal duties have been changed from 13 bullet points to a less specific description of responsibilities, and the list of duties must fulfill has also been removed. So she really can just sort of do what she wants. Reported by the Sunday Telegraph. This quiet change in the royal's job description seems to be an attempt to accommodate for the Queen's ongoing mobility issues, and that have caused her to pull from a number of public engagements in recent months. Now, this is the first time in over a decade that there has been a formal change to the Queen's responsibilities.
I mean, here's the thing. I truly believe that they just kind of like made this official so that people, and by people, I mean, the British tabloids, would stop with all the speculation. They're just sort of making it official that she is, gonna sit back a little bit more and have her family members take the lead on things. Now, you know, I agree with you, Travis. Prince Charles, really, like, I'm still reeling over the fact that the dude took bags of cash from a Saudi businessman.
$3 million.
Like, it's like, how out of touch can a human be? The monarchy really needs some modernity. And I just wish that they would like skip over and just put William and Kate into these roles. I'm really hoping that this is all just like formality, yada, yada, yada. And we're going to see that sooner rather than later.
Well, I mean, it is formality, but we're going to get Prince Charles for a while. And I don't know if Queen Elizabeth ever took bags of cash from Qatar, the Qatar government, because apparently it is sort of tradition. And maybe even, you know, when you give a gift in the United States, you don't have to tax it. That's sort of what rich people do to get over the money laws. Maybe in Qatar, if you put the money in a bag of cash, it is sort of a, like a symbolic gift. But that, I mean, Prince Charles walked away with three bags with $3 million and like $3 in it, which I think is weird and sort of thirsty and sad.
At 70 something years old in their whole life in this in this business, as we call it. Yeah, I don't know. Don't really trust Charles as far as I can throw him, but I don't live in England, so that's their problem.
Right. So let's hope that, you know, the people in England like Charles a little bit more than we do and want to see his reign for the next 20, 30 years, because I sure do not, especially. I mean, I wish he could just be the sort of head of the constitution, and then William and Kate could be the sort of pretty show ponies that are floating around. Right. Let's see what happens. Surprises, Charles. Surprise us. All right. Let us move on to just one of the most ridiculous celebrities, I think, right now. But you got to admire his gusto. Nick Cannon. He has had a lot of quotes recently on why he has so many kids. And he did this through the art of freestyle rapping, which I very much appreciate. Spilling all of the tea during a freestyle seems like a good way to do it. And he talked about all of his children's mothers, their relationships with each other. He was on Power 106 FM in New York, and he said his rap, which I am not going to rap. He says, "But what is a ring but really a band? I got you for life, and I'll always be there. All of my children will always be friends, even if their mama's not in agreeance." Good one. And then he captioned the video, "A message to all of my kids." Oh. Now, Nick Cannon has 500, no, not 500 kids, but he has a lot of kids. He shares children with three other women other than Mariah Carey. Of course, he has the twins with her, Moroccan and Monroe. He now has Golden, his child Powerful, who's now one with Brittany Bell. And then he has another set of twins, Zion and Zillin, with Abby De La Rosa in 2021, and news broke in January that baby number 8 was on the way. But don't worry, Abby De La Rosa is also pregnant again. He said that a stork is on the way, so he is going to be rounding out at 9 children.
Just for now.
That's for now. And he told us, which we really liked, that he said he's going to ease up on having kids. So many kids. But then he said the stork's on the way and baby number 9 is coming down. And it's just, I really liked him for so long. And I don't know whether I like love his emboldenedness or just think he's so strange.
I think he's strange. And I think these kids are going to, I mean, I guess he's got a lot of money. I don't really know. I'm sure. I know he's like his radio and talk show and
the Masked Singer host, like
the Masked Singer.
Well,
yeah, I'm sure he's doing well, but like the emotional of why did dad just keep popping out these kids, and just like there's not enough hours in the day, Nick Cannon. Like, yeah. I personally don't believe you're going to be able to emotionally support all of these children. And I also think there was that really sad tragedy like a year ago when one of his babies died, and that's heartbreaking. But like this feels like a interesting reaction to keep moving forward and having more kids, different women to that. I wonder if Mariah Carey is just like WTF, or is she happy? Like the twins are mine. Good luck with the rest.
I think it's the twins are mine. Good luck with the rest.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
It's really strange. A lot of his baby mamas don't get along. I don't understand how he's going to do this. And I think we'll be seeing more kids from Nick Cannon in the future. My favorite part is that Abby De La Rosa once had to say, "No, I'm not in like a sex cult with Nick Cannon." When you're having so many kids that you are asked if you're in a sex cult.
I mean, fair question.
Very fair question, and just sort of strange, but that's what we like here at the Hot Hollywood Podcast. So in a way, thank you, Nick Cannon, for keeping it weird and just a little bit creepy and possibly culty. All right, well, let us move on to someone else who is talking kids, but luckily a lot less than Nick. I'm talking about Adele. Now, Adele is, of course, dating LeBron James's sport agent, Rich Paul, and she discussed her dreams of growing her family in her appearance on BBC's Desert Island Dis, a podcast this last Monday. Adele said it would be wonderful if we can. If not, I've got Angelo. I just want to be happy. Now, Adele's son, Angelo, is 9 years old now. That life really flew by. She shares with her ex, and she talks a little bit about their co-parenting, which was really, really lovely to hear. She says, it was never really tricky because we're such good friends. Over my dead body is my kid having a messy divorce in his life, Adele said and told the host. There are no issues. There are no issues, and there were no issues. I guess it was easier to make sure that that didn't happen. I was blessed with him, and he's just the best. I definitely approached it all with grace, and I think that really paid off. Now, as for her current boyfriend, Rich Paul, he knows a thing or two about co-parenting as well, because he experienced fatherhood at a very young age and was raising his kids, his three children, trying to grow his business. Now, Rich Paul said in a profile in The New Yorker that if he has more kids, he's definitely looking forward to being a more patient dad, which is just adorable. And they're canoodling all over the place. So babies in the future for Adele and Rich, it seems very likely.
Babies, but still no Las Vegas residency.
Yeah, yeah.
That Something was a... about this whole thing always was weird to me. Like, I love Adele, powerhouse. But like, there was all those weird reports, and these two started dating that they were very up and down. And then the Vegas thing happened, and then she stopped, and then we never really got clarity on that. So I don't know. I feel like there's something weird there, but that's literally all speculation and assumption. So
yeah,
I don't know if it's weird about their relationship, but I do think it's weird that she just canceled that Vegas residency and never brought it back. Like, didn't
right.
It wasn't ready, but like, yet, like, how come you didn't work on it for another couple months and then
right.
do it?
And like, ready, like, Adele's not a dancer. Like, what does that mean, ready?
Well, there was, like, at the time, we had sources close to the hotel telling us that it was this big water feature that was the issue. And then sources to Adele were telling us that the residency just wasn't giving her the spectacular she wants to. And then it sort of turned bad blood between them. But I agree. It's not like she's putting on a J-Lo show. These are like videos and just things happening behind a lady who, you know, as my fiance says, does the park and bark. She just stands in front of a microphone and sings.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, it's astounding. I've seen Adele perform. I've seen, like, during Set Fire to the Rain with that water feature, but like, who needs it? You don't need it. And I do think that it was more of emotional issues, maybe the old celebrity exhaustion thing that she didn't want to do a residency. That's very, very demanding. But then kind of like, don't sign the deal to do it when you
right.
who were spending $2,500 a seat on a ticket. Like, I remember when that residency was announced, and I just couldn't believe the cost of those seats. And like,
oh my God.
Had bought tickets and planned trips to Vegas, and then like abruptly canceling it. Cause I don't know. I agree with you, Sarah. Something is off there. I'm not sure if it's the relationship with Rich Paul, but something is off.
What aren't you telling us, Adele? What aren't you telling us? We will find out. But we'll have to find out on the next episode of the podcast, because that is all the time we have today. Thank you to my host, Gwen and Sarah, for agreeing to go to London and investigate Adele personally and wait outside of her home and find out what she isn't telling us, and for helping me spill the piping hot celebrity on all of these other celebs. Again, this is Travis Cronin of Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast with your weekly peek into the glamour, glitter, fashion, and fame, and messy drama of your favorite celebrities. Because after all, guys, these celebrities,
they're just like us.
Okay. Well, thank you all for listening, and we'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again. Bye.
Bye.